All righty. I think we're going on the assumption that Studio D is
I
just
think so.
Up.
Whoa. Wow. So they stopped and we didn't know they stopped.
That's okay. You got to hear the stage banter.
Yeah, you've got to turn your mic up a little bit there, Sue.
I know it was too loud because my headphones were too loud.
Banter.
Are we good
banter.
Now?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's noon straight up on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Our second live music day
it's
ever.
It's live music day. Mike on the mic is here. I'm Sue from Something About the Women.
Yep. And you're surrounded by Newmans, actually.
That's true. I'm in a Newman sandwich.
Hello, here. Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Newman.
Larry Newman is back with us. Larry just visited my show a couple of weeks ago. And you're here this time to do a whole 40-minute set. I'm so excited.
Yeah, Larry, welcome.
All
welcome
right.
to Something About the Women.
I'm glad. And like I told you, I'm getting a weird thing where I'm not hearing my vocals in my headphones. But...
maybe you're wearing the wrong headphones.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm hearing it in the room or something.
Oh, you might want to adjust the volume on the.
Oh,
but you got your own dial there.
Oh, all right, better? That's better. A little bit more.
Awesome.
That's great.
Just call me Mr. Fix It.
That's right.
All right.
Well, Larry Newman, welcome.
So like I said, I'm going to do a song about a woman for you.
That is fantastic. We love that.
All right.
It's Larry Newman here on Live Music Day at WMFO, live in Studio A.
A year ago today, I married you. A year ago today, we said we'd be true to the vows and the promises we made. I married you a year ago today. You ago today, you became my wife. Year ago today, started our new life with hopes and with dreams to come true. You go today, I married you. Will the days they passed, our love will last for many, many more. We laughed, we cried, we almost died. Together forevermore. Together forevermore. Let's rock! Through the vows and the promises we made, I married you a year ago today. A year ago today, I married you. A year ago today, we said we'd be true for the vows and the we made. I married you a year ago today. You married me a year ago today. And you and I became we a year ago today.
Oh, that's lovely, Larry.
Thank you. Thanks
very
a lot.
Very nice. I heard you play that on Mike's show a couple weeks ago, and so I know that it's for your wife.
Yes.
That's fantastic. How long you guys been married now?
27 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It was actually just 27 years early in October.
Well, so, congratulations. That's fantastic.
It's a long time to be with someone and kind of figure it all out. But
yeah.
It's great. I mean, she she's been writing lately, and she actually came up with a piece that's called There Is Love in This House. And the two of us are going to collaborate and turn it into a song.
Oh, that's great.
She just read it to me the other night, and I was like, just blown away.
Really?
By it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, what do you got for us next?
All right.
We're slave drivers here. We just make you keep turning out the hits.
I think I'm going to go with a story, a real story of me. And one night, when I was driving past Harvard Stadium on Soldiers Field Road, and we used to have the MDC police.
Oh, right there.
That policed that area.
It was a speed trap.
Now it's the state police. Well, they decided that I was probably in no shape to be on the road that night, and they offered me a nice bed and breakfast in their barracks for a fee of $25. Mm-hmm. So this is called Drunk Driving Blues.
Awesome.
And I went to my car. Took a nip of whiskey, and I got into my car. Went down by the river, didn't get very far. Flashing lights. Looked in my rearview mirror, spied those blue flashing lights. Well, next thing I knew, police be reading me my rights. Side never made bail.
Awesome.
Wonderful, Larry.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got out in time for this show.
Yeah, I feel like I was in there with you.
Well, you know, eventually your number comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a statistical
it is.
Foregone conclusion.
It is.
Yeah. I hear you. So what are you doing these days in town? Where can people hear you?
Well, actually, I don't have any gigs down here until December 21st, when I will be back with the Kinks band, Preservation, at the Tavern at the End of the World.
Oh, nice.
And I can attest, that was a wonderful time.
Thank you.
People should go out and see that if you love the Kinks. And of course you love the Kinks.
Yeah. preservation, it's just so much fun for us to do. I mean, we were doing it in the 80s and playing all the clubs in Boston, and then George Belli, who is essentially Ray, put it back together in a different configuration where I'm actually playing bass in the band and Tom Reed is playing keyboards to add more kind of, I don't know, fullness to all of it, and it just sounds wonderful.
It was just great.
Yeah. So I'll probably be down at the tavern on Sunday evenings. I usually go there and try out some new songs for their open mic.
Right.
At 7 after the feature at, you know, 5 to 7.
Awesome.
So but as the Dropkick Murphys say, the season's upon us. And so I thought of this the other day, that it's just become one mishmash all the way from Halloween through New Year's. And so I basically have titled this season Hello Thanks Mess. So several years ago I wrote this Christmas song.
It's a little early, Larry.
It is. So I wrote this Christmas song, and I was writing songs in a competition, and I went down to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and you know, this song actually won an award, and it's on a compilation with you know, a bunch of songs from the you know, the Country Music Association.
Awesome.
And this, you know, I was representing the one in Maine, which is the Down East Country Music Association. And I won a couple of other awards there. One, actually, my anniversary song won an award there, too.
Awesome.
But it's such a sweet song.
But this was the best Christmas song that they liked.
By a nice Jewish guy.
Oi! Let me tell you.
Is anybody else warm in here? I'm schwitzing.
Move over, Oiving Berlin.
Exactly. Awesome. So I guess we're going to hear our first holiday song of the season.
That's right.
All right, here we go.
Santa Claus is coming to town, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer will be bringing him down. Pretty paper on all the packages underneath the Christmas tree, and Santa looked a lot like Daddy when I saw him kissing Mommy. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman's right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree, they wanna go for a sleigh ride. The jingle bells are jingling all along the way, and my dream of a white Christmas ain't here on Christmas Day. Do you hear what I hear? Sang carolers on a silent night, and Daddy drank up our Christmas money, and you know that just ain't right. I'll be having a blue Christmas at this most wonderful time of year. Hark, the herald angels sing, give me more Christmas cheer. There'll be chestnuts roasting on the open fire, frosty snowman's right outside. The kids are rocking round the Christmas tree, they wanna go for a sleigh ride. Jingle bells are jingling all along the way, and my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day, and my dream of a white Christmas came true on Christmas Day.
Oy. That was terrific, man. That was great. If we have to have a Christmas song on October 26th, that's the one I want to hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, only, I don't know, 56 more shopping days till,
till whatever that holiday is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Christmahana Kwanzaa.
Wow, sure. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there might be a song about Christmahana Kwanzaa. I don't know how it goes. I think
Larry's going to get on that.
Yeah, get on that, Larry. Well,
I will.
I found a song called Honky Tonk Hanukkah. So it's a country Hanukkah romp.
Now I would like to hear that by Kinky Friedman and his Texas Jew Boys. Right. Now that would be something.
We'd have to get them out of retirement though.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Kinky Friedman's still doing his thing.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Willie's a big proponent of Kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send you a link to my version of that, of Honky Tonk Hanukkah.
All right. I will get out and do that.
All right. Good. I stole it from somebody else, so.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So,
Barbecued matzo balls and whatever.
You know, that has not been tried that I know of, but that sounds good.
All right. So I'm going to do a song about a character that I met years ago in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And this guy was kind of he wasn't exactly a homeless guy because the whole community took care of him. But he was an old black man that kind of roamed the streets and had sunglasses on and a big fedora hat and a fur coat. And he carried his guitar and a suitcase. And I drank 10-cent beers with him at Dooley's on Friday afternoons, and he told me stories. And
awesome.
And his name was Shaky Jake. So if any of you out there from Ann Arbor, Michigan, or had gone to school in Ann Arbor, you in the 60s, 70s, maybe even 80s, you'd know who Shaky was.
Awesome. Larry Newman here in Studio A for Live Music Day at WMFO.
Shaky Jake was an old black blues man who came from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Traveled near and it traveled far with his sunglasses, suitcase, and cheap guitar. Shuffling down the street, smiling and laughing in the cold or the heat. Night he'd frequent at Dooley's bar, where he'd tell some stories and strum his guitar. Hall of Fame.
guitar. Hey!
Thank you, Larry.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great.
All right.
I feel like I've heard of Shaky Jake before.
It's possible. It is possible. Okay. So
easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Grab some water and.
Okay, so I wrote this song originally as a sort of like a jingle, you know, and thought that maybe the tourist board in Maine would take this and I would make all kinds of money on it or something, right, you know?
Good thought.
Yeah, well, you know, Newman, it's in our blood, right?
It is in our blood.
So, so anyway... there is no tourist board in Maine, and they do not have lots of money. And
surprise!
A bunch of lobsters. That's about it.
There you go. Yeah. You could, maybe I could trade for a little bit of trafe, right? You know.
Yeah. Listen, someone else's trafe is someone else's lobster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, this song became a song about life and love in the great state of Maine, and if you take exit 3 on 95 in Maine, there's a big sign there that for many years has said the way life should be.
Right. That's the state motto, I think.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Now they've added this weird thing on the bottom of the sign that says your home. Also.
Like you are home or this is your home?
I'm not exactly sure.
Good question, Sue.
The grammar police want to know.
I'm going to go there and see if there's an apostrophe there.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll have to get up and paint one or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd probably get me another day in jail.
You know, it's kind of like their version of Hotel California, right? You're home and you're never leaving.
Right. Yeah. But they say, I'm from, even though I've been there 16 years, I'm from away.
Right, that's how they say it.
I am not a Mainer. I am from away.
Yeah.
All right, so this is it, the way life should be. Let me hold you in my arms, safe and warm away from home. Dogs and cats and you and me. That's the way life should be. Prettiest woman I ever seen. Hair of gray and eyes of green. In the woods and by the sea. That's the way life should be. That's the way life should be. Be for you and be for me. No other way that I can see. That's the way life should be.
me hold you in my arms. Safe and warm away from harm. Dogs and cats and you and me. That's the way life should be. That's the way life should be.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
That's great.
All right.
Let's I think they should have adopted that song. I
right.
really do.
I think they should have, too. So how long do I have till 12:40?
Yeah. You got about 14 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe 13.
I gotta plan this out a little. Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go back to my regular tuning.
Give you a second to do that.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
The regular tuning where you're in tune.
No, it's just... He was like open, maybe. Open tuning, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course. Just to give you guys a preview of the schedule coming up at 12:40-ish, we have the band State of the Union.
Oh, such a great Boston band.
Coming from Studio D. And then... I'm trying to do the math. If that's at 12:40, then at 1:20...
It's right here in front of you.
Well, I'm doing it in my head.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. At 1:20, Sarah Levesque's going to be here in Studio A with me.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And Live Music Day just keeps coming and coming. So we're going to have Bird Mancini at 2 o'clock, and at 2:40, Carissa Johnson. I'm having the same problem Larry's having. Adam Sherman will be here 3:20.
My buddy Adam.
And Katie Dobbins at 4. Bad Marriage at 4:40.
And Cast Irons.
And the Cast Irons will knock it out of the park at 5:20. And then tonight, we're going to have...
A couple of tough student bands.
Yep. Awesome. Great. Live Music Day, second biannual or something like that.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah. Yep. And we're here now live with Larry Newman here in Studio A.
Okay. I'm going to try one that's a really old tune. I had a rockabilly band called The Mustangs.
Nice.
Perfect name for it.
It was after I was touring with Nikki and the Corvettes. It was kind of a spinoff of that band. And, my ex-girlfriend was the singer in the band. And it was kind of like if ZZ Top and Elvis's first band met.
Awesome. That sounds great.
It was kind of crunchy guitars, but had the traditional rockabilly licks and that kind of stuff. So
fantastic.
And this song is called Everybody's Girl. It's another song about a woman.
All right.
Probably not a great song about a woman, but... Babe is all dolled up in her tight blue jean, and now she's gonna eye every boy she sees. And what you don't know and what you can't tell her, that if she wants to get just one fella, it won't be because she's been everybody's girl. A baby's hungry for some loving and some good hot kissing. And she's gonna take what she's been missing. And what you don't know and what she can't tell you, if she wants to be with just one fella, it won't be because she's been everybody's girl. Oh, baby wants some man, she wants some bad. She's gonna do everything she can, And even if he's mean, and even if he teases, she's gonna do whatever she pleases. Baby's all dolled up, she's going out on the town. And if the boys don't see her, she's gonna hunt them down. And if you don't know what she can tell you, that if she wants to get just one fella, well, it won't be because she's been everybody's girl. Well, it won't be because she's been everybody's girl. Well, it won't be because she's been everybody's girl.
Oh, yeah.
Great job.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Your bass playing skills come out there.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I think I have time for a couple more.
Yeah,
of these.
one or two more. I think
two more.
And you're gonna still collab with that Asa?
And we're gonna bring in my special guest on the last one. Frank Rowe is gonna come back up here.
Oh, awesome.
So I got one song to do before then. I always love doing because it's about my first cat.
Oh, I love this.
Well, we went down to that place in Boston where people bring all their animals that they don't want. The MSPCA. And we're gonna get us a cat. And we got us a big cat. So we found this cat. He was a 27-pound cat with a head the size of a softball. He was a black and white 27-pound cat with a head the size of a softball. And on the side of his cage, they had a little tag that said, Fluffy. Well, we took him home, but we're gonna give him his real cat name, Thor. Is a black and white cat, how about that? Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Well, he runs up and down through the house. He runs all around like he's seen a mouse. Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Well, he sits on the table like he owns the place. The dog walks by and he swats him in the face. Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? We're gonna walk it down, Thor. A black and white cat, how about that? Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? He scratches at the chairs, scratches at the couch, scratches at the people. Ouch, ouch, ouch! Thor is a black and white cat, how about that? Thank you.
Well, it came to pass that the 27-pound black and white cat with a head the size of a softball went to that big litter box in the sky. And he saw Hank the dog. There is a black and white cat. How about that? There is a black and white cat. How about that? He went up to heaven to take his place. He saw Hank the dog and he licked him in the face. There is a black and white cat. How about that? Well, there is a black and white cat. How about that?
I feel like I know Thor. That's wonderful.
All right, so where are we gonna put from?
He
put
can be
Frank
right there on mic number two.
On right this one, right here.
Yeah. And we just got the 4-minute warning.
Oh God! All right. Well, we better get on this.
And we got to squeeze in a little public service announcement as well.
I'll leave that to you, Sue.
All right.
So I did this at the Asa Brebner Memorial. Hopefully, we make you proud, Asa.
Well, we loaded up the car for the holidays and we headed on down the road. Spirits high, but she was riding low with such a heavy load. Mom and Dad and the kids in back with Grandma and Uncle Mike. Picnic baskets on the roof rack full as we headed on down the pike. Sides pointing out the proper direction to the earthly paradise. Fun and games and water slides, Ferris wheels and rides. And the billboard sign said 25 miles this way on down the road. It's a happy place where you can have some fun and lay down your heavy load. Mysterious mountain, underwater caves, Indian amusement park. Mysterious mountain, underwater caves, Indian amusement park. Well, we gotta get out of the city, leave computer fatigue far behind. Get out in the sun and have some fun far away from the same old grind. Sometimes I wonder, why are we living? What's the point? What's the trick? Sometimes it seems as if all we're given is just to carry it on a stick. To have some beers in our golden years, now I can only guess. Sit on the porch in our rocking chairs and reminisce about all this mess. And the billboard sign says 39 miles this way on down the road. It's a happy place where you can have some fun and lay down your heavy load. Mysterious mountain, underwater caves, Indian amusement park. Mysterious mountain, underwater caves, Indian amusement park. It's a place where there's no traffic jams and penguins all run free. Maybe there's a nudist camp out on the periphery. Had to stop at the rest stop in Ludlow so kids can take a leak. Oh, mommy, daddy, like it says on the internet, will they really have circus freaks? I had to fix a flat on my Tacoma, stop for lunch and had a beer. I got a speeding ticket, asked the cop for directions, cause it really wasn't clear. Which way to the fun house, which way to the Dodgen, and how much will it cost? I left a map at the damn speeding trap. Honey, I think we're lost. Well, will we ever find that fun house? Mysterious Indian park. Never fear, my dear, I think we're getting near. But now it's starting to get dark. And the billboard sign said only half a mile. Now this way on down the road. It's a happy place where you can have some fun and lay down your heavy load. Mysterious mountain, underwater cave, Indian amusement park. Mysterious mountain, underwater cave, Indian amusement park. And the billboard sign in front of the establishment further on down the road. That billboard sign said, sorry folks, Indian park is closed. That's right folks, no ski bar today, you can go home now, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks to Larry Newman and Frank Rowe.
Thank you
so much
very,
for doing some
much.
ASA for us.
Live in studio.
That was wonderful.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be back with State of the Union here on 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right, that goes out to Thor up in the big kitty litter in the sky. And going now to Studio A for State of the Union here on Live Music Day at WMFO. Take it away, Studio D. State of the Union. You guys there?
I see her waiting down by the gallery. Up against the wall, she's waiting just for me. I see her waiting down by the gallery. Up against the wall, she's waiting just for me. She's better flex one. She's better flex two. She's better flex three. Hell yeah, she's better flex blue. Against the wall, I'm waiting just for her. She's better flex one. She's better flex two. She's better flex three. Hell yeah, she's better flex blue. Oh. She's Pentaflex Blue.
Well, they can make things worse for me. Sometimes I'd rather die. They can tell me lots of things, but they don't see eye to eye. Well, they know the way I think. Know they always will.
We have a brand new album out called Panaflex Blue. This one is called Small Town Hero. This is the first single from it.
I lost my job, and I lost my way.
I watch my world spiraling away from me. I hit the water, I hit the deep blue sea. I watch my world spiraling away from me.
Throw me a line, throw me a rope. I am hand over foot. Throw me some rope. Throw me a line, throw me a rope. I am hand over foot. Throw me some hope.
We know you're clapping, so thank you. StateOfTheUnion1.bandcamp.com. You can find both albums, True and Panaflex Blue. You can get Panaflex Blue if you come to see us. We'll give you one. This song is called Chemical. It's from the new album. And let's hope I don't screw up and use party words in this one. Cut the road path down, got the apology bite. I got the chemical romance, bottles up real size. I got the radio on, stupid, stupid me. I never learned my lesson, never learned my lesson.
Let's take the long way home tonight. Let's take the long way home tonight. Let's take the long way home
plans, looking straight ahead. I got my foot to the floor though, 'cause I'm almost dead. Cut the radio, it doesn't matter anymore. It never ever did, yeah. It never ever did.
Let's take a long way home tonight. Let's take the long. Let's take the long way.
My best friend is my hi-fi at 33 and 45. Yeah, yeah, you can hope it's gone.